Grand Prix of FIFA World Cup inches into its second day. Three matches are billed to be played later today. Cameroon, the first African team to play at the tournament, will take on Mexico in a Group A match, to be followed by Group B matches, which are title holders Spain versus last finalist the Netherlands and Chile versus Australia. Rosemary Gacy takes a look at the World Cup performances of these teams.
For a while now, the West African side have not lived up to their billing as indomitable lions. Cameroon lost all three group games in South Africa, had their National Football Federation suspended by FIFA in July 2013 due to government interference, and saw their best player and captain accuse his teammates of conspiring to ensure that the ball was not passed to him during a World Cup qualifier. Among questions begging for answers now are, can the indomitable lions get a point in the group stage and improve on their 2010 performance? And can Eto be the 21st century Roger Miller? Time will certainly tell. Cameroon's Group A contenders Mexico are 20th on the FIFA ranking and have made 14 appearances at the World Cup. They fell in the round of 16 on their last five appearances in the finals, with Argentina halting their progress at both Germany 2006 and South Africa 2010. Only twice have the Mexicans made it to the quarterfinals, both time on their home soil in 1970 and 1986. Prior to lifting the coveted trophy in South Africa, so frequent were their exits at the last eight of the finals that Spain were said to be suffering from a quarterfinal jinx. Brazil 2014 will be the Spaniards' 10th consecutive World Cup finals appearance and 14th in all. Ranked 15th with 9 appearances, the Netherlands won their way through to the final in 1974, only to lose out to host Germany. 4 years on, their revolutionary total football again took them to the showpiece, but history repeated itself as they suffered another defeat to the host nation, succumbing 3-1 to Buenos Aires. The Orange then experienced their final heartbreak for a third time in Johannesburg, becoming within 4 minutes of taking Spain to penalties before their dreams were crushed. The Netherlands' all-time leading scorer, Robin van Persie, will be a key part in his country's hopes to go one step further in Brazil. With 8 FIFA World Cups to their credit, Chile are level with Paraguay in 4th place on the list of South American nations that have appeared at most editions of the world event. To date, their best performance has been a 3rd place as host nation in 1962. They have on 5 other occasions failed to make it to the knockout stages, but managed to get to the round of 16 during France 1998 and South Africa 2010. Sadly enough, Brazil showed them the exit on both occasions. Chile's Group B partner tonight, Australia, are ranked 62 with 3 appearances. At Germany 2006, the Socceroos qualified for the round of 16 before narrowly falling to eventual champions Italy. The German theme continued at South Africa 2010, although this time Australia suffered a 4-0 loss against the European giants in the scoreline, which ultimately ruined their progress. A 10-man 1-1 draw against Ghana and a 2-1 win against Serbia saw the Aussies eliminated on goal difference, 3 goals off the proud Africans. It is hoped that followers of the Soccer Mundial will have a rather more exciting evening on World Cup Day 2, with the second Group A and 2 Group B matches in the offing.
Rosemary Gacy on the World Cup performance of teams scheduled to play today.